Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Colton football, joined by head coach Brooke Sparta. The battle of Wildcats last week in the capital city ends up going to Hayden. Final score 53-22. Holton now 3-3 on the season, but especially on the offensive side of the football, coach, I thought there was certainly some good things. You put together a long 7-minute drive and down just 7-6 there early in the second quarter before a couple fumbles and another one fumbled at the 1-yard line in the second half. So ultimately, you knew Hayden was going to be tough to stop, and that was kind of the biggest challenge Friday, was finding ways to slow them down, right?
Yeah, overall we should have been pretty happy with the first quarter, and then if you fumble on your first and then your second snap on the next drive, it's easy for them to get out the gate. You just can't give their offense that many opportunities, and they're a big play offense, and for the most part we kind of controlled that, but they made every play that they needed to play to keep drives alive.
You mentioned control, and I thought the offensive line took a step forward from the previous week against Jeff West. We knew Hayden was going to be, you know, a physical team, but did you see some progress and some better things from the line against Hayden last week?
Yeah, I thought offensive line played a lot better and has made some progress. We're really not happy with our defensive front and the way they're playing, so we got to get that fixed now, and then we can move in the right direction.
So what is it? You mentioned the defensive front, but obviously, you know, quite a few pass yards allowed again to Hayden, a very explosive type team. What are your biggest concerns on the defensive side of the football overall right now?
Well, we just aren't playing hard enough, and it's hard to say if we just don't know what we're doing or we don't know how to play hard yet. So those are the things we're trying to figure out. And even if you're making mistakes, you got to play fast and you got to play hard, and we're just not doing that, so the mistakes are really showing up big. We're not overcoming that with Hessel.
You still ran for, you know, I think over 6 yards a carry, over 300 yards, still very balanced again. You're even able to break another long touchdown run in this game as Corbin Wilson got free on a 48-yard run. So what about from the skill position on your side of the ball offensively? Are you happy with the balance, continued some big plays, and what can help you get to the next level offensively?
Yeah, I think overall we feel like we're clicking pretty good on offense, and you know, as we continue to play, we got to continue to get bigger plays, and we got to have fewer, lost yardage and short game plays. But I think probably close to playing well enough in that game offensively. We just have to get some stops and put them in more long yardage situations. And sometimes your best defense is to play good offense, and I think we can put those kind of drives together.
Yeah, it was great to have that 7-minute, 16-play, 80-yard drive early in that contest. And you're right, I think if you take away the three fumbles in that game, you probably score, you know, over 35 points or so in that contest. But it's a district loss, and Holton back home to host Hiawatha, another big district game this week. We'll talk about it more with Coach Parda after this timeout here on the Holton Locker Room Chat. Justin Flupak with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Holton hosting Hiawatha here in week number 7. It is a district game, and pretty important. Of course, every game is important in district play, but now with a couple district losses to Jeff West and Hayden, probably a pretty good sense of urgency at practice this week, huh, Coach?
Well, it certainly makes a difference in your placement in the first round of the playoffs, and I don't know if it'll be a big difference if we continue to advance, but we just really need to focus on playing harder and being a better team, and I would just like to see this team play at the level that I think they're capable of, and we've only done that in spurts. We've got to be consistent with that.
Let's talk about Hiawatha. I mean, they only lost to Jeff West 12-7. They only lost to Sabetha 15-0. I mean, they've got a couple wins. Seems like they're playing a lot better. What have you seen on tape, and what differences might there be in the Red Hawk team we face here Friday night?
Well, they're big. You know, they're really big up front, and that can be a challenge for us on both sides of the ball, and they've played some teams that are similar to us and done a good job defending them. And then offensively, you have to be really disciplined against them or they're going to make you pay. You can't give up a long dive for a touchdown or let the quarterback hit the alley for a long touchdown. You got to make them earn it, and they've been pretty good at earning it on offense and gaining first downs.
You mentioned confidence, and I think you know the start of this game may be pretty big. I mean, I felt like against Perry LeCompton, kind of started fast, maybe against Royal Valley as well, but kind of playing from behind the last couple of weeks has been a challenge. It would seem like the first quarter of this game might be pretty important for both teams.
Yeah, I think we need to get off to a fast start, and it doesn't feel like we've had one of those games where we got a couple breaks or people made mistakes for us and gave us some opportunities. We've had to kind of earn everything we've done, so You know, you just got to get out there and play hard and play fast the first play and see what you can make happen. And, you know, we got to get better at fighting adversity.
Good news is you're fairly healthy. Let's talk about the seniors as well, because it is senior night and it's the final home game. Talk about just hopefully the home atmosphere and the senior class and what they kind of do that stands out to you.
Well, they've improved a lot over the years. I think they've toughened themselves. They've got kids that have gotten stronger in the weight room. And, you know, we got several kids on the team that you weren't sure you could keep out for football after their freshman year and have really turned around and become good football players. And they're a fun group. We got a lot of good kids on our football team. They're fun to be around. We just continue to fight to be the very best that they can be. And this will be their last opportunity to do that at home.
Well, hopefully a good solid four quarters and especially a good start to the ball game. Best of luck against Hiawatha. Coach, thanks for your time as always.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Barta, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room chats on KNZA and MSC Sports are presented by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy adjacent to the Holton Hospital.